Hello, hello. So I know I've been talking a lot about my micro school lately because my intention is to have it open and running in August in Las Vegas as a hybrid version, and also the online version as well. So if anyone's interested in hearing more about it, I'm gonna lean into it right now. But really, what I want to talk about is being showing up as our authentic selves with marketing our businesses, because a lot of people who listen, are entrepreneurial, and that's kind of my students that I'll have too. Not necessarily that they want to start their own business, but they want to create and forge their own path. Those are the kids I'm looking for. And what I realize is, I see people marketing and doing all the things, and they might be successful monetarily, but I'm looking for a specific niche. I don't want just every kid imaginable to sign up for my school, because that's just not my goal. My goal is to help kids who are like the big thinkers, the outside the box guys, the ones who want to start businesses, the ones who want to change the world. Those kids, I want to help them find what they're good at, bring it out, really help them use all of those gifts to make those big changes and those big lives that they have in store for them, whatever that may be. A lot of kids know they have ideas, and but they're like, well, what do I do with it, or what do I want to do, or how do I make money off this, or whatever. And that's my goal, is to help those kids harness that energy, open it up so that it is completely available to them, like get rid of any limiting beliefs, any blocks in their way, and give them the space to shine and to step into it. We're going to do project-based learning. We're going to do project management. We're going to do entrepreneurial stuff. We're going to do hands-on learning, real-world learning, doing actual tasks and running the small businesses and things like that in our school, so that kids have that awareness that they can do it and that it can be fulfilling and they can love their lives stepping into adulthood. So I'm looking for outside the box guys, the neurodivergents, the ADHD kids, the hands-on learners, the kids who just aren't getting fulfilled by traditional school, my high IQers, all those guys that just know there's something different. There's nothing wrong with traditional school, but it doesn't fit everybody. And so I want to meet the needs of the kids that really just aren't finding their place there. And that's who I'm looking for. So if that sounds like someone you know, your kid, your niece, your nephew, your neighbor's kid, please share with them my website. I don't want to beg people, I don't want it to chase people, but I wanted this to fall into the ears, the hands of whomever needs to hear it. So really, if you think of somebody who's like, oh my gosh, this would be great for Jill's daughter, because man, she's a neat kid, but she just doesn't love school or whatever. Share the website, please. It's called outside the box dot oh, no, sorry, outside the box academy dot online. And there's a sign up on there for a webinar. I'm going to do a free webinar on March 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern. And I'll give like a brief background of all the things that we're doing in there. I have different levels. If somebody wants their kid to go to regular school but wants to join me for coaching or our project empowerment group, or there are different levels of things that kids can partake in. And I really want this to be for the kids who fit. This again, this is not for everybody. So if this sounds like someone you know, please share, and let's build a better world. Everyone in this world has a gift that if they, when they uncover it and when they share it, it can benefit others. Others are looking for that gift. Others want to share in it. Others want to use it. Others want to rejoice in it, whatever the need is for that person. And I realize that this is my gift and people need it. People really will benefit from what it is I'm sharing with the world. And so I want to help others find that as well. So I'm looking at high school right now, probably down into sixth grade. Now, the younger kids, the middle schoolers, are going to be the more mature kids. If they're they really need to be focused and work well like this. So, you know, if you have a kid, like I have two old soul middle school kids. They are not goofy, dweeby sixth and seventh graders. They're like little adults. Those are the kind of kids I'm talking about. Because I really feel like those kids especially don't fit in middle school. They are not benefiting from going to school every day, even a little. And it's not the teacher's fault. It's just, it isn't set up for kids like that. So, come join me, share, please. And I thank you. And I got this inspiration from being invited the other day to a small business group where the goal is to help each other, you know, and sharing out and stuff like that. It's called Alignable. And I love this idea of creating community and supporting and growing from within. That is exactly what I want my school to do, is as a, like, stay a student. Figures I'm really good at social media, and I personally is not my highest joy. For me, it takes away from my energy as opposed to adding to it. And so then I have a student who's like, "No, I love social media. Let me blah blah blah," and I'm like, "Cool, go ahead and do it." And then all of a sudden, he's part business owner. He's part of the business. He's growing our school, and he's working with me, or she's working with me. And then another kid says, "Hey, I would like to blah blah blah." Let's grow, let's grow, let's grow. So that's how I want to be a supportive community in which we don't work against each other, we work with each other. And yeah, so share, share, share outsidetheboxacademy.online. You can contact me through there. You can set up an appointment with me through there. There's life coaching through there if you want to talk about that. And please sign up for the webinar so we can talk some more. But so thankful. For you all for joining me, and have a beautiful afternoon. Thanks.